Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to Hoovering, the podcast about eating. I'm Jessica Fostercue. I love eating as much as anything else in the world, but also it sometimes brings me conflict, shame, and all sorts of other things that are rubbish. It's complicated and I think fascinating. This is a conversation with an interesting soul, not just about food, but about gobbling it up, or if you will, hoovering. Hey, tigers. This episode is an absolute belter, thank you very much. It's a party episode! We're celebrating Hoovering having turned 3 years old. Our birthday was actually back in January, and that's when this was recorded. But because here in the UK at the time, we were in lockdown at, back then, so this was recorded over the Zooms. That meant I could have loads of guests, though, and my guests were some of the most extraordinary people I'd hoovered with during 2020, and future hopeful guests as well. This episode features comedian Kiri Pritchard-McLean, incredible actor Amanda Bright, comedians Rich Wilson and Elian Helen of Scummy Mummies, mind-bogglingly talented author and artist Rose Ruane, and my future wife, who also happens to be a very talented writer, Steph Smith. If you're wondering why this is only coming out now, well, that's because these birthday episodes are exclusively for my patrons, only for the first 6 months or so of their existence. If you want to be first to the party when we turn four come next January, with a selection of 2021's most exciting guests invited back, then get your bum over to Patreon right now and you can see how you can be part of that. Patreon.com/thehooveringpod, and you'll see all the podcast related gubbins, including exclusive content that I will swap in exchange for your hard-earned pennies from as little as £2 a month. First up, thanks for listening though, and the greatest gift you can give me, even if you haven't got any spare pennies, is just telling other sausages about the podcast, please. One way of doing that is just subscribing to it and maybe leaving it a 5-star review. That does help other people find the podcast, apparently. I'm about to set off on the second half of my Hench tour of rescheduled dates, including one new one in Bath, actually, and I think most of them are sold out. But at the time of recording this, there are definitely still some tickets for the matinee shows in Manchester on the 7th and 8th of August, even though the evening ones are very much sold out. So come to the afternoon ones instead, please. Do you know a nice person who lives in Manchester? Tell them to go. Links to everything I've just mentioned there, as ever, are in the podcast notes, wherever you get your podcasts from. And anything in the notes in capital letters, it means I've turned it into a link to whatever it's on about. So, as I said, this episode was recorded over the Zooms. There were loads of us, and we were right in the belly of the last winter lockdown. That also explains why there's a bit of chat about sort of Christmassy, wintery eating. It was the end of January this was recorded. And as it was January, as a fuck you to the diet industry, the theme of this particular birthday party for Hoovering was carbs, carbs, carbs. It was a festival of carbs. The guests had to have a minimum of 3 carbs each. oh God, we had so much fun. Here we go.
I feel sweaty just through the proximity of you, even virtually.
You smell a bit sweaty too.
It's been so long since I put lipstick on, even that when I put this on, I looked at myself and then went, "Oh, your lips are bleeding." But it was because I've been bare-lipped for so long.
I know. I put some makeup on as well today, and I feel really. I'm kind of feeling myself. I'm like, oh gosh, yeah. I remember you.
Yeah, I remember you. Yeah, I remember you. It's a lovely way of putting it. How is everyone? We should probably go around one by one, otherwise it will just cut out while everyone shouts fine at the same time.
You do the roll call, Jess. You do it. You do the roll call.
Rose, how are you?
I'm all right, considering the zoo animal feeling of now. But apart from that, I'm all right, thanks.
Hailing from Glasgow, amazing author. And I don't know, I guess there's going to be some of you that don't know each other.
Yeah, can you do an introduction like it's a dinner party? This is Ellie and Shane Jordan's windsurfing.
Go on.
I'm going to make you introduce yourselves. Rose, please may you introduce yourself.
Oh, God, that's an opportunity to look like a fucking arsehole, isn't it? here, as in at a real party.
Fine.
Oh, I'm Rose. I make things up. I write books. I'm sort of still an artist. In that I sometimes put pictures on Twitter now.
Lovely. Who are you? And how are you?
I'm Steph, and I'm a playwright and screenwriter, and your other half.
Mm-hmm.
And I am well, thank you. I'm excited about carb loading.
Yes, carb party. Hey, Rich, how are you?
I'm good. Can you hear me all right? Is that good?
You sound like very far away, but I can make you out.
I am. I'm having to kind of juggle, because Jade's got a gig as well. So I'm in the spare room.
Of course you are.
Yeah.
Relegated.
Has Jade got the whole rest of the gaff, Rich? Is that how it's worked out?
I'm a modern man. She needs her space. I've been recording all day, so I've had the flat all day, so now we had to swap. But I didn't realise I'm now wedged in a corner because that's the only plug socket that I can get to. So it's up high. You lot have got all these amazing backdrop. Like Kiri's has got that amazing, lovely colours. Everyone's got stuff going on. I've literally had to run around and tidy up behind me because it's an absolute shitstorm behind me.
Has that been tidied up?
Yeah, that's tidy. You've no idea. You've no idea. So yeah. It's been quite the day, but yeah, hello, I'm Rich. I'm a stand-up comedian and podcaster, and it's nice to be amongst you wonderful people. Now I know what it was like for a woman on a comedy night in the 90s.
Yeah, no, it's different though, because we're all funny, so.
Oh!
Hello. Kiri, how you doing?
I'm good. I am sat in my, I've got a walk-in wardrobe, which sounds posher than it is. It's just a very small room. So it looks really great from some angles, but absolute dog shit if you look on the floor. I'll be keeping everything up nice and high. My name's Kiri Pritchard-McLean. I'm a stand-up comedian and writer, and I'm coming to you live from a cupboard in Wales.
Yeah. Amanda, how are you getting on?
I'm good, thank you. I am currently in my hotel room in Madrid. I am quarantined here. It's day 6 of 8 days of quarantine. And it's so nice to see people and faces and talk to other people. Yeah, it's been quite an odd experience. But yeah, this is lovely. I'm really excited about this.
Oh, it's so nice to see you. And also, I mean, congratulations on being the only person in work.
Thank you.
Very cool.
Can you say what you're doing in Madrid?
I think so, yeah. It's a Netflix series. It's a new series. It's called In From the Cold. And it's kind of like a spy action drama with a bit of a sci-fi element to it as well. I think that's what I can say.
And in 2 days' time, what's the state of play in Madrid? Will you be able to see any of Madrid on you?
Well, I can see. So basically, we're not allowed to go inside anywhere. So I think they've bought out this whole hotel that we're staying in, because we're also going to shoot here as well. And so we're all having to kind of stay in this little bubble. So we can, in 2 days' time, I can go out and kind of walk the streets, but I'm not allowed to go into any restaurants or bars or even do any shopping. So I have a couple of PAs who, well, we all do. They work, they're helping everybody, but like basically, yeah, if we need something, they are allowed to go and get it.
That's so cool. Yeah.
Anything, like yes. If you want a PlayStation 5, something like that. I think,
and there is a budget, but it's like, if you're like, oh, like today I was like, oh, I really want some like snacks. Can I get some crisps? And then they came with like a whole box of like nuts and fruit and crisps. And
wow.
Yeah.
Some Madridian crisps featuring tonight.
I ate them all, but there will be some Madridian fast food.
It sounds so glamorous, doesn't it? Be like, we have a PA who can go and get us things that we need. And immediately you're thinking like you'd send them out shopping for you. But if I had anything like that, I'd have to panic explain to someone like, okay, so I need tampons and I don't want them to expand lengthways. It has to be widthways. And it's Thursday, so I'm going to need super today. But then if we can go down to like a medium for just, I know that would be the only conversation I had with them.
It'd be weird if I had that conversation. They gotta expand outways. What are you talking about, Richie? What are you doing on your own?
I was in a television show once. I don't like to talk about it very much. Helen knows that. I don't really like to talk about when I was on television, got three series. I was in this TV show and they used to pick me up from Elstree Station to go to Elstree Studios, which if you've been there, you'll know is like an 8-minute walk. Like it's not really, you don't really need a car, but that, you know, the runners like used to pick me up. And one day they picked me up and I was saying, oh, I could murder a Greg's steak bake. And she was like, well, I'll just drive you to Greg's. And
Oh my God.
What? I can't ask you to do that. And she's like, no, I'm a runner. And that's what I can just drive you to Greg's. Wow. So we drove to Greg's. But then by the time I got in there, I felt so important and famous that I was like, well, I've got to like spend loads of money. So I just felt like I'm living this ridiculously lavish lifestyle. So I spent like £18 on
Tottenham steak bakes.
I changed it up. I got Tottenham cake. I got steak bakes. I think I got a Ribena. You know, I'm not savage.
No, that's nice. That's good.
I thought you were going to say that you now own the branch of Greg's in Elstree.
it's too far to walk from the station, so I didn't bother buying it. But yeah, I think it might have been the best day of my life, to be quite honest with you.
And Helen and Ellie are scummy mummies. You guys both doing well? You're around the corner from us in Southeast London still, yeah?
Yeah. I'm at home by myself. I have 2 days a week when my children aren't here, so I'm having a lovely time. As we spoke earlier today, Jess, today is smoke in the house day. I'm when the children aren't here, I smoke in the house. Day two, I air it out and play, you know, light candles. So I'm having I'm living my best life. I'm going to smoke through the whole podcast, which is always smoking inside like it's the 80s.
It's been worth it, hasn't it? I remember the day you said to me, you said, I think I'm going to leave Will. I think I'm going to divorce him. And I was like, why is that? And you were like, so I can smoke in the house. Yeah. I was like, that's a valid reason.
Yeah, exactly.
Quite a short book you're going to be writing then.
Yeah, smoking in the house. Absolutely. Oh yes. Anyway, I'm Helen, by the way, and I do everything now via Zoom, including dating, which is very, very unsatisfying, but okay.
How does that even work? That's okay. Yeah.
Well, you talk and then you get sex and then you just take it in turns to come. That's it.
Well, that's what I thought. I just didn't want to assume. You know.
At least everyone gets the turn. At least you're...
Oh, that's true.
You've got 45 minutes to get it done, Richard. So you
do... No one's upgrading for that, are they?
Imagine that. Oh, I need a... I've got 49 minutes left. What's going on? So do you have to take it in turns? That's the thing. Or do it at the same time.
Just do it at the same time. That's right. Yeah, exactly.
Get it done. Another job, didn't it? Get it out of the way.
And then if you finish early, do you do a quiz afterwards?
So yeah, where did it go? This is your fault for having a man on.
Representing, Rich, I like it.
Lowering the
your
tone.
Your diversity low. Now, I like it. Now your
nice,
diversity
is
true. Yeah. Wow.
Lowering the tone since 1972. You're welcome.
Good boy.
I'm in my tum.
Right, so I'm really aware that we're all sat in front of loads of delicious carbs, so do tuck in. And then I guess one by one, I'm going to ask you what you're drinking and what you're eating. I'll start with me so that you guys can, like, your stuff doesn't go cold, you can eat some of it. Steph, in a very cool move, has sort of hidden what she was going to make for tonight until seconds ago when it was revealed. And as is absolutely normal in this household, I've been well and truly outdone. You have gone, Steph has gone for a, I mean, shall I let you?
Shall I talk you through it?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, I'll show everyone if you can see it.
Oh, ooh. Cheesy.
So, yeah.
It's a big old yellow platter.
I believe the word is smorgasbord.
Mm-hmm. Smorgas beige. I think it's a smorgas beige.
I've gone for things that have tickled me recently, not metaphorically speaking, not literally.
Yeah, yeah.
And I recently rediscovered microwavable poppadoms.
Yes, they are so good.
They're really good.
So much better than the pre-puffed ones that you get in a very sort of fragile stack.
Yeah, they're almost as good as like they're from a restaurant, and I hadn't had them since like the late 90s. I don't know where they've been. Catford, apparently.
They've been in Catford Food Centre.
I've got
since then
another recent discovery is Paratha bread that's frozen, and then you reheat it in a pan, and it's absolutely delicious.
It's amazing. I love that. Yeah, they've got it in Sainsbury's in Sydenham. We just is this assuming this is just a food podcast for people who live near us, Jess? Is that right?
Yeah.
I've got homemade macaroni cheese, which I made.
Oh, nice.
Ooh. Nice.
And I've got these guys, which are a bit of a Trojan horse. They look like a poppadom, but they taste like dill.
Oh,
okay. Wow.
Two of my favourite things.
Oh. Kiwi, do you love dill? I thought Steph was the only person who loves dill.
I love dill.
Lovers.
Yeah. We don't like dill, do we, Helen? We don't like dill.
No. Love it.
Fight.
It's all going so well.
Can I say something really annoying?
Yeah.
You know, the worst thing about dill, I'm just going to finish this bite. The worst thing about dill is that it goes off really quickly. But if you go to, real cunt alert stuff here. If you go to Waitrose, they do frozen bags of dill. So you just whack it in your freezer and take out when you need to use it. And it's been an absolute game changer. Cunt announcement over.
I feel like there should be a horrible noise for when the cunt announcement starts. I thought it was squelching for when it starts and when the announcement ends.
What do you do with your dill, Kerry?
I'm going to say all this like I do it when it's my partner. Make vegan smoked salmon. So you julienne carrots. You said they're like strips. Mm-hmm. And then you boil them and then you leave them overnight with capers and lemon juice and dill and nori as well. And they soak up all the flavour. Looks like smoked salmon. Has quite textures quite similar and tastes of not salmon, but like something that's been near the sea. And it's really delicious.
Oh my gosh. That's a game changer. I'm going to have to try that.
It's definitely really good. It's really easy as well. And it's a kind of, you can just, because it doesn't take any time to boil strips of carrots. And then you just whack it in a bowl in the fridge overnight. And it's really good with like vegan scrambled eggs as well, you know, like smoked tofu when you make them into scrambled eggs. It's brilliant. I thoroughly recommend it.
Awesome.
Whoa.
Nice.
So Steph's got all that.
And we're drinking pink fizz.
Oh, yeah, we're drinking. That is when you're really only using the corner shop at the end of the road, isn't it? I would say we've been really good at not going to a big supermarket for ages, but only because we bought ourselves 12 bottles of wine each from Virgin Wines.
We did that over Christmas. Me and Pete, we just kept ordering boxes from Lathwaite's and not telling each other. And at one point, we had 80 bottles of wine in the shed.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Did you say each?
What?
Not 80 each, no, but that's not counting the champagne or the Carver.
Yeah, we live opposite an Aldi pretty much, and there's a There was a sweet, sweet Prosecco in there for $4.99.
Yes, we had that. We had that at Christmas. Absolutely smashed through that. To the point where there's an old dear who lives next door, and I was fucking annihilating her recycling. Because we bought our recycling out about... Yeah, so good. About 11 o'clock. She's fucking dead to the world by that point. And I was absolutely stuffing it through. And then one day they picked up the bins late, and I saw her sort of standing... and looking at like her overflowing recycling, and I was like, isn't it so? I said, someone around here did that to ours as well. I've got no idea who it is.
That's so savvy. There's nobody living in the house next door to us, and I'm still too wuss to use
I'm desperate
their bins.
To use it.
Yeah, somebody over there would have a skip, and we would take turns sneaking out in the night in our gym jams, putting in. Yeah, well, a whole dead microwave in it, actually, which is pretty cheeky, but that's definitely isn't it? I have got to eat arancini from this amazing Italian deli in Lewisham called Antonio's, where everything is like, it's about 100, these are about £100 each. They're not, it was like £2 or £3, but everything in it is basically like, how much can you possibly pay for pasta? But anyway, their arancini are fucking amazing. These ones have got, wow. I've started chipping away at. It's got mushroom inside. Mm. And that one's got spinach and ricotta. So that's the bread and the rice. And then I didn't know how to incorporate potatoes, so I've just put some beef hula hoops near it. I'm a very rare meat devourer. And so far, everything's going absolutely great. I think it's also, I'd say that the hula hoops add texture in a way that's quite exciting.
is it a beef hula hoop?
Beef hula hoop. My favourite flavour.
Mmm, tangy.
They do smell of bums, though.
Yeah, they do. They do smell, yeah.
Smell of what?
Bums?
Yeah.
Well, cow's buns. So it's fine. So
my friend's got a theory about a thing that we talked about on our podcast, and then has since... She thinks that sometimes you get into like a taxi on a bus, or she says it happens a lot with taxi drivers, and you can smell the taxi driver's ass, right? And apparently, it is a thing that's commonly known as chef's ass, because obviously, chef's ass, and,
okay.
And that smell is that kind of like beefy, weird smell of like basically a gooch that's been cooking in its own juices.
Oh man,
yeah, a gusset beast.
Nothing better than a gusset
beast. An incredibly sweaty nutsack and anus.
Yeah.
Yummy!
And sort of got flowing back and forth, so everyone's bringing something to the party.
Really nice. Great. Great. Hope everybody's enjoying their...
yum, yum, yum.
Tuck in.
Duane, that was your fault. thank you for it. Can I ask what you're eating and drinking, please?
Oh, well, I've got a half pint of Baileys in my gorgeous divorce tankard.
Nice. Amazing.
My unhappy marriage tankard. And then, because I'm writing a novel.
Isn't Diana on it, that tankard?
Yeah. There you go.
Can I make a suggestion, Rose? I don't know you. Maybe this is too forward. I don't know. But I went through a phase about 10 years ago. I used to collect royal wedding crockery, specifically of Charles and Diana. But as Helen knows, I hate the royal family, heads on spikes, all of that. So, and I hate Prince Charles because obviously he was abusive to Diana. So I got a Sharpie and I sort of drew over his face on all the crockery, like Stalin used to do to Trotsky in the photograph. So it was existed. And it was really nice. And then my flatmate's mum, who is a royalist, came round and was a bit disturbed by all the crockery on the shelf with Prince Charles just blacked out. But it's just an idea for you, take it or leave it.
I've got the royal mugs as well. And anything that's like that, that feels like there's an air of jingoism to it. I've got a commemorative Margaret Thatcher one that I used to sterilise my moon cup in.
Yeah.
I say just keep them in circulation and then the dishwasher just takes their faces off. They slowly disapparate like a sort of diagram of entropy.
But it's like that on Tinder though. Like the blokes that I I'm scrolling past, that they have obviously photos of them with their ex, but they've just wiped out the pictures like they've just scribbled all the faces. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, you want the fetus because you want to see how fit their ex was.
Yeah, exactly. Gauge the level here. Yeah, absolutely.
That tells you all you need to know about that guy.
I think so.
He's not even making an effort. He's just scrubbing the faces out. I'm a keeper. Look at the picture of me.
Look at the effort I've made.
Yeah.
Say scrumdiddlyumptious. And then you can be in my podcast.
Can I show you my Joe Biden dish?
Yeah.
Can you see this?
No, not yet.
Hang on.
Whoa.
It's Joe Biden.
Wow.
So it's uncanny.
Lift your arm. I can't see the mouth.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, that's gorgeous.
Joe, is that you? Hello,
yes,
Joe. What are you doing
doodly,
there, mate?
Doodly hair, and then potato gnocchi, pot chip ears, and a bread face.
It looks like Grot Bags. Do you know who Grot Bags is?
Yeah.
In Australia?
No idea what you're saying again, Ellie Gibson.
Fuck it, talk about it later.
All right, anyway, that's my Joe Biden commemorative carb dish.
That is absolutely
there we go.
Lovely.
There we are.
Really nice.
And it looks like something that would be made for children, but simultaneously would give children nightmares.
That's my aim in lockdown, Kiri.
Here's a plate of wetting the bed for the next 5 years.
You'll never sleep.
What was it eating?
Yeah, what are you eating, Rose?
Oh, right. Because I'm writing a novel, which is essentially staring into space and feeling really inadequate and basically being bullied by your imaginary friends. I took all day to play Ready, Steady, Cook because I always wanted to go on that. And I have made, they're sort of bar snack buns. They're like a cinnamon bun, but I made a praline out of Super Noodles crisps and peanuts that made me feel like I was having a fucking nervous breakdown. When I found myself making a Super Noodles praline.
How does it taste? Does it work?
Yeah, what flavour Super Noodle was it? Or is that irrelevant?
Well, I just didn't put the chicken sachet. I mean, I thought about it. I started feeling, you know, the moment in MasterChef when Greg's like, oh, chilli and chocolate. What the fuck, as if that's not a thing that's like reasonably common now. And I thought I could chuck the chicken sachet in there, but I wrote back from that and now it's just sort of like the pretzels in like a bar snack. It's texture. It tastes of literally nothing.
So is this there for crunch?
Yeah.
Oh.
And then the icing is Bailey's and miso.
Oh wow.
Oh yes.
Yes, love? Please.
That's a mommy explosion. I love it.
Yeah. Sweet, savoury, career failure all day. Loneliness. Yum.
Yes, please. How to live. Rich, what have you rustled up?
Well.
That's a hard act to follow, isn't it?
I can't follow that with anything. So, because there's obviously stuff going on in the flat, I had to sort of grab stuff. And I'm really pleased that everybody appears to have grabbed stuff as well. I thought there was going to be all manner of majestic things, but we've all kind of gone for party food, and I like that. So I've got a sandwich. it's just cheese, spinach, cucumber, and prosciutto ham. Ooh. And skips. I've gone skips.
Oh, I love a skip.
Love a skip. I tell you what, I've met people that said they don't like skips. We are not friends.
No.
No.
I met
it's like
them.
Me. People who say they like dill, I hate them on sight. It's like that.
Wow.
Especially frozen dill.
Oh, get out.
What I
like about frozen dill, though, is it expands widthways, and that's actually really useful.
So, ladies, if you're trapped about anything, what I like, Kiri was talking about the cunt klaxon. It'd be less of a klaxon, more of just like a smug kind of.
That's perfect.
Yeah. I'm better than you. Let me grab my dill. I like dill, so yeah, that's a good thing to know about. Wonderful. But yeah, that's what I've got. I've also half a packet of chocolate digestives for Pud.
Oh, nice, for Pud. Lovely.
And I found this in the fridge. I forgot I had it. A shot, one of those, just, is it orange
and
ginger?
Oh, I like that. Back in the day.
Yeah.
The world was open.
Yeah.
Put a vodka in it.
Yeah.
In one of the hot shots.
Nice.
Yes.
Great idea, love.
A bit of vodka
in
anything. Scottish.
Beautiful.
I thought that was the Russians. Whiskey wouldn't be as nice. No. Maybe. With...
I think a clear alcohol.
Yeah. orange and whiskey would be a stretch, wouldn't it? That would be...
I've just had one of the... You know, okay. I'm going to make a country kiss. You know when you get people who've given up smoking who go, actually, do you want to know how much money I've saved in the last 6 years since I last smoked? I just had one of those moments, but about those ginger and like turmeric shots. Oh, yeah. I genuinely think that's probably a £3 a week habit when the world's open. Minimum.
Easy.
There's a little Sainsbury's by the train station I use most often, and I sort of can't pop in just for without getting one of them.
Well, it's one of those things. It's like you go, oh, I'll just nip into Pret. I won't sit down, so I'll go into Pret and I'll just grab a sandwich. And then you walk out, you go, 15 quid? How have I spent 15 quid? So,
well, especially at the moment as well, where you're trying to do sort of minimal trips to physical shops, if at all any. Even the other day where I was like, I can whip in and out and get milk. I do just need milk. I still came out of one of those Toblerones that big. And they got those Kit Kat bunnies. Oh, no, they weren't. They were Kit Kat Santas. But because Christmas has passed, they were doing the whole bag of them for 25p each.
Ooh,
so I just popped out for milk and came back with... you're about 60 chocolate Santas and a Toblerone as well.
Oh, perfect. We're still in that good bit, aren't we, where they're clearing the last of the Christmas stuff. So we've just got like a dairy-free selection box. I ate some of the white chocolate. It tasted like the bar of soap your nana kept in the drawer to make things nice. It smelled and tasted of that. I love this bit. It's like towards the end of Jan. I don't know when this comes out, but towards the end of Jan, where you can just fucking minesweep all that Christmas stuff and be like, I'm having a Christmas pudding in January because it's fucking 25p. Yeah. Of course I'm having it.
Totally.
And then you go, right, that's that done. Ready for Easter.
But it's nice times as well, January, for you planty guys, for Amanda and Kiri, because you... Like, everywhere's got massive...
They've got a vegan range of... Yeah, in loads of restaurants. Not that I can go to any.
I was going to say, Amanda, how's it non-plant eating in Madrid? And also, what have you got to eat now? You're in a hotel, but now we know you have got PAs to help.
I know, yeah. So one of my PAs, darling, went and got me this. So I'm having, a vegan burger... with vegan gouda cheese and salad, and then like loaded fries with again some sort of meat substitute thing going on there with like vegan cheese. It's freaking delicious. There's so many. I think Madrid is actually really good for vegans. There's lots of vegan restaurants nearby, and it is really handy having these PAs to help me because we can have as much room service as we want, but there's not that many vegan options, so having them being able to go out or order stuff in for me has been like a massive game changer.
But yeah, I'm curious what's under the table. Now pull out your tray of Greg's steak bake.
I am from Tottenham actually though, so I should probably have some Tottenham cake, but I have none.
Probably grew up eating it every night, so it's probably...
Well, this is the thing. Yeah. It's in my blood.
What is Tottenham cake?
All I know is it's pink on top and very, very sweet. Yeah, very sugary pink cake. But I don't actually know any of the ingredients that are in
there. I assume Tottenham cake was like slang for a steak slice. So you go, oh yeah, Tottenham cakes.
Steak cake.
Like Wigan kebabs, which is just a pie and a kebab. Like in a pita bread. So like, a Wigan kebab is that. So I was like, oh, Tottenham cakes must be a steak bake.
Right.
And it's an actual cake. Thanks.
It's an actual cake.
they made it on the Bake Off once. They did, because nobody ever used to believe me, but they did make it on the Bake Off once. So that means it's an official cake. It's like...
It's in the books now.
Like, yeah.
Nice. Good.
I thought you meant it was like what did you say? It was like rhyming slang, Kiri, like that It's like Tottenham. It's like, yeah, I got myself a bag of Tottenhams, didn't I? I'm off up the apples and pears.
Love it.
Say scrum diddly umptious.
No.
And then you can be in my podcast.
Scrum diddly umptious.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Kerry, what are you up to?
So I'm having a drink, just a little one. I wanted a can of cider, and one of them, Lidl or Aldi, does nice vegan cider, because you have to watch for them sneaking fish eyes into stuff. Then they do these nice cheap ciders. They've got like silver outside. I can't help me if anyone recognises it. And they're like fun flavours, like fucking whatever, mandarin and lime. So, but that's my favourite one. I had one the other day that was peach, mango and something. It tasted like sausages. So that's all that's left in the fridge, except for this one stray Nordic berries at the back. And I'm not a fan of like red berries in cider. So I'll be honest, I'm forcing this down.
And if you had to have an antihistamine?
I haven't had one yet, so and I'm sat on a radio, so that is testament to how little alcohol is in it, because if I have like that much of a glass of wine, I'd have a huge reaction. But also I think it's because I've been eating and then it's longer for the reaction to kick in. But yeah, so it's not too, I can't see it yet, so we're okay. It's just how badly I put my blusher on. And then I've gone for, sandwich-wise, I've got sandwiches. Downstairs, my partner is cooking risotto, and I've said, bring it when it's ready. But I'm having a little a precursor. So, sandwich-wise, I've gone for, he made also fake seitan turkey. So, yeah, he made it with all the, like, tapioca starch and all that dog shit. And then you, like, boil it in its own broth. It's pretty nice, but it is just bread. So I've gone for that. It's also been... Yeah, it is. It's the most glutinous bread. So I fried it in a frying pan. As I smelt it, I remembered it's been in the fridge for 2 weeks. So everything in this sandwich is stuff I should have used at Christmas. So it's going to be a real fun game of what's giving me the shits tonight.
So much respect for you, Kerry. We have an ongoing tension in this house because I'll eat stuff that's so old. And you're not unreasonably repulsed by that.
Yeah, I don't like food poisoning, weirdly.
Do you know what? I've got a real...
freaked out by the food bin at all, whereas I'm like...
I think I've got... I've got a devil-may-care attitude to shitting my pants because I've never had food poisoning. So I... Do you know what I mean? I'm like, oh, it's a thing that other people have, like you are about hangovers when you're 19. So that's why I'm so, like, cash about it. So I've got... some cream cheese, some Violife cream cheese that I had to cut, find, pull the tin right back to find the bit that wasn't green. So that's one layer. Oh, I don't give a shit. The bit I had wasn't green. It's fine.
Oh my. You're a maverick, Kiri. You're a maverick.
That's like saying, oh, don't worry about that bloke coughing. He's only got Corona in his mouth. He hasn't got it.
Yeah, yeah, and I would still suck his dick. I just wouldn't kiss him.
I mean, he'd have to have a 2 meter penis for it to be really safe.
Um, And then I've also got the vegan cheese from Tesco that's like jalapeno and chili.
Oh,
which
I
is
love
really
that
nice.
One.
Oh,
yeah.
Lovely.
Good, isn't it? Good choice. Good,
yeah,
the slices are very easy to use as well. So that's the one. And I didn't want to have two sandwiches, two whole sandwiches, because I thought it was gluttonous. So I did that thing, you know, when you just fold over in one hand, like one bit of bread to make, yeah, like that. So that's that one. And then the other one is the turkey again, but I've gone for vegan smoked gouda, also some mushroom pate, and smoked garlic mayo as well from a really good company called Inspired Vegan. They do the best. Their hollandaise, my brother who eats everything, it's the only hollandaise we'll have. He's like, it's the best one. So yeah, that's why I'm here. And then I've got a risotto on the way.
How large? Well, in case, not that, I mean, if it just to add to your risotto on its way, I had macaroni cheese with Rudy earlier, and before that, because I had to wait an hour for that because it was in the oven from the freezer, I had a half sandwich, like a folded slice.
Love them.
You don't know this, but you might have smelt it on me, but in it I had butter and the two lumps of Santa Girl cheese that had been in the fridge and that went off in the last days of December.
Oh no!
Extra mouldy.
The blue cheese is nice. It's mouldy already. It's mouldy before you've
got
it
off. It's already off.
Yeah, but not bottom of the bin off.
I think it's great. I love those. There's a fist of bread. Like, absolutely. Especially when you can see your finger marks indented into the bread.
It tastes better than a normal sandwich.
It does, definitely.
I used to be, one of my favourite, like, late night, like, especially after a few drinks, would be like a ripped off bit of cheddar in there and a squeeze of ketchup.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Cheddar and ketchup.
Yeah.
Yeah, cheese and tomato. That's a known combo, Rich.
Yeah, tomato, yeah, but ketchup, come on. We're better than that, aren't we? I know I'm working class, so I'm not that scummy. Come on.
Ellie, we need to know what you're eating, and I know you've already sent me a picture of it and of the recipe that you have played an absolute blinder here.
Yeah, I love cooking and I love recipes. I'm not very creative. I want someone just to tell me what to put in what order to make it nice. People who say, oh, the creative, just chuck a bit in. You don't get into a car and go, oh, I'm just going to press this button here and steer and just see how I feel. No, you need to be instructed how to do it properly. So that's what I believe. So I've got loads and loads of recipe books. I've got like too many. So I always forget what's in them. But there's this website. My friend bought me a subscription, my friend Simon, for a birthday present. It's called eatyourbooks.com. And you log what book, you just tell it what books you have. And then you type in the ingredients that you have into the little search box. And then it goes through all your recipe books and just tells you all the recipes that you have for the thing.
Amazing.
It's brilliant.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's so good.
I caught you logging the details of a wine you liked into a new app that you downloaded.
Yeah, I downloaded an app last night because I thought, now that we've got all these boxes of wine, I need to know which ones I'm enjoying, because we did buy one like box, which was Mingen, wasn't it?
I won't name the company, but like one of the
just paint strippers.
Like ethical, you're helping out the wine grower company and you get a voucher with everything that comes through the door has got a voucher for them. We checked that 12 bottles were disgusting, and we just to be kind checked another 12 bottles.
Yeah, just to be sure. Thorough. I would say scientific.
Mm. Yeah, a more reliable study.
Yeah. So now,
they all tasted of being a student again. And I think if I'm going to go back to drinking wine that shit, I might as well smoke again. And if I'm going to have lots of delicious smoking on the head, at least for another 5 minutes until I have to watch Helen do it, and then take it back up again, then might as well have some nice wine, please.
If it's any consolation, I'm vaping a thing that tastes like fucking toilet duck.
Is it a toilet duck? It's hard to tell on the Zoom.
A slightly ominous piece of plastic, and it's like toilet duck or magic tree. It's like being in.
Are you sure it's not a USB drive? Because it's easy to confuse them. But yeah, so anyway, so I put in this website, you know, the things, and of course Nigella came up with the goods, obviously. So I've made her mountain macaroni, which is pasta with cream, with pancetta, with onions, with oil, with potato as well. And then I was like, wow. And Gruyere. And then I was like, that's not enough. So I put, because you said bread, I put some breadcrumbs on the top. I was like, let's just go for it. Let's see if we can really kill ourselves in one night. So that's what I've got. And I would show you it, but I've eaten. And I made it, hilariously, I made it with a salad. You can see how much salad I've eaten there. Because they always say serve it with a crisp green salad. They never say serve it with lettuce you left on the radiator 3 days ago. But that's what it did look like. Pete's eating the rest of it as well.
So oh, that looks great.
I have to say it was very, very good. So yeah, I'm proud of myself. Thank you, Nigella. You're gonna give me an early death. Thank you for that.
That's reminded me of a dinner I had on a French holiday that a friend called Nikki made the whole family, and it was called a tartiflette or something.
Yeah, I think it's tartiflette, but in pasta. But why not add? I love that Nigella's gone tartiflette. That's not enough. Carbs, cream cheese, potato, cream cheese. That's not enough. We need to add pasta to this. This is what the Alpine people are missing. This is what will make this better. Pasta. Brilliant.
Glorious. I love it. I might ask you some of the silliest, shortish questions then that have been new to the podcast in the last year or more recently. How about, have any of you ever been scared of a food, had a phobia of a food, or anything that you would count as scared of a food?
I think okra, when it's overcooked, reminds me of slugs, and I hate slugs with a passion. And so when you get that really slimy okra in a dish, it kind of, the look of it scares me, and I always try and taste it. But just, yeah, that's something that when I see that on a plate, it's like, no, sorry.
Aubergine does that sometimes. You know when you can't see the seeds and they've just got the flesh and it's in a sauce or something, and you're like, that's a slug, I'm not a fucking idiot.
Yeah,
and then as soon as you think about it in your mouth, you're like,
yeah.
So horrible.
I have a thing with pork belly. Has nipples on it. Has anyone else, like when you've gone I will stick pig in my mouth all day long. I will fillate any kind of pork product, but if it has a nipple on it, I suddenly go, oh, I can't eat that now. It's got a nipple on it. And I feel like some empathy. I was like, this poor pig has been killed. I suddenly feel kind of empathy for the pig. But anything with a nipple on it, no. That's when I get a bit frightened.
I got some pork belly. This is years and years ago when I was with an ex, and I was cooking it for us, and I saw there was a nipple on, and he was quite fussy, so I just cut the nipple off and gave it to him anyway.
Yeah, why not? Absolutely.
Thank God. But yeah, something about nipples, and also about the arteries. You know, when you see a bit of artery in steak, I can't. That makes me. It feels too human-y in a way.
I feel like in for a penny, in for a pound. If you're going to eat the thigh, you might as well eat the arsehole. What's the difference?
That's what I say. That's what I say to all my Tinder dates, Ellie.
I grew up, my parents are big on offal, and I remember being quite terrified and revolted by hearts because they just boiled them, which is awful. My friend, he's brilliant. There's a really good, if you go on BBC iPlayer on S4C, there's a Welsh chef on there called Chris, and I think the program's called like Boy the Chris. And his latest episode was on offal, and he cooks hearts, and it's like steak. He's like, oh, people have always boiled it, which is like the worst thing you can do. It's actually a really cheap, like delicious, nutritional meat. And the way he cooks it, it looks amazing. But I remember a friend coming over. My mum's like, we're having hearts tonight. And I was so embarrassed when you bring someone home, you know, to have tea. And when I went to friends' houses, it would always be like perfect triangle, you know, little sandwiches and like maybe a tiny bit of crisps and some grapes that weren't even on a stalk. And my mum's like, I've boiled some hearts like a fucking witch in the woods. So I was like, oh my God. And I remember my friend very sweetly going along with it and eating it. And I remember her biting into it and looking at me like flinching. And I could just see a load of pipes facing me. And I was like, I can still like, awful.
So I would still rather eat that than okra. But I think that's because, like, my dad, because Helen will know this. And Jess, do you remember us telling you on your podcast that we, when Helen and I go on tour, we used to go on tour, my dad was our roadie. We would go for a curry after the show. And then every single time my dad will go, oh, shall we get the old lady's fingers? Because he's got it. That's what okra's called. I don't
every
even
fucking every time. Fucking time.
And every time.
Every town, every city, he'd be like, oh, lady's fingers. Yeah, that's what I'd like. He just likes saying that.
And he doesn't say it in a pervy or sexy way. He just says, oh, the old lady's fingers. Almost like a sort of, like a,
yeah, I think so.
Like a jolly serial killer, like, oh, the old lady's fingers. Just and we don't like them, do we, Helen? So we always say,
you... No, they're so bitter and awful. It's like, why have that when you can have lamb? You know, like.
Isn't okra being bitter, though, like a genetic thing like coriander? Because I think I don't get bitterness at all. So you must have that thing.
Yeah, I quite like okra, but not overcooked. But there's a. Okay.
Here we go.
I did a foraging course in a London park years ago now, but it was about like. It was in Brockwell Park, and it was amazing, like all the stuff, all the flowers and shrubs and roots and stuff that used to be the main things to cook with in England before we had access to all the good stuff, like dandelion roots and shit like that. But a lot of the stuff that we would eat in medieval times in England has gone out of fashion because it has a mucal factor. So when it's chewed or when it has liquid added to it, it creates a mucus, and the only thing left that's eaten widely internationally or here that has that is okra. So I think it's one of those things where it's like, it feels so perfectly reasonable that the majority of people would be gipped out because it's...
Does aubergine not have that then?
No.
Oh. Well, it tastes the fucking
Does
same to me.
Mucus-y?
Have you ever had I've got a phobia of I've got a gag reflex of for mushy peas. Like as soon as they're in my mouth I'm like, because it feels like I've already been sick in my mouth, and it'll make me like projectile vomit. And also, have you ever had an underripe banana and it feels like, you know when you spray antiperspirant you accidentally get some in your mouth and it fucking...
That's such a good description.
Yeah. Oh, that is it. Nailed it.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Awful.
Underripe banana, it's like furry and hard and antiseptic.
And it sucks all the moisture out your mouth and you're like, I'll never be hydrated ever again. This is my mouth now. Yeah.
It was never used as like a playground torture actually. Spray a bit of deodorant or just a bit of roll-on onto the tongue of your victim. Or an underripe banana.
But it's because the kind of kids who would bully people like that, you also had an insight into their home life because they never had deodorant. So you're like, okay, there's stuff going on here. There's bigger problems.
Funny because it's cruel.
I don't know if I've got a phobia, but I feel sad when I think about the fact that I've eaten this. I had octopus a few years ago. And that's before I realised that octopus are the most legendary creatures on the planet. I absolutely adore the octopus. I see, they're not from here, are they? They're aliens. And if they got together, they'd take over the world, right? But I had one in a restaurant, and you know, like I don't know why I told you in a restaurant, like I'm just wandering down the seaside. Just grabbed one. That's an octopus.
They did them in Greg's at the time.
The old Octo steak bake or whatever it was. I just it came out and all the tentacles, all the suckers were on the tentacles and all that, and I was eating it, and I even as it went in my mouth I'm like, this is awful. I could feel the suckers on my tongue as it went, and I was like, ah. And now I know they're brilliant creatures. I feel genuinely saddened that I did that.
And do you know what, Rich? You're a better man than me, because we watched a documentary recently, and I was like, oh my god, but they're so yummy.
Yeah, they are.
So nice.
Oh yeah, it tasted amazing.
I just think you're going to eat one animal, you've got to eat all the animals. It's like, you always sound like when those Tory MPs going, well, some lives are less valuable than others. Do you know what I mean? Just because he's got eight arms, it doesn't make him fucking special.
No, and to some extent, the more animally it is, the more obvious it is what it was. Good. Yeah. Like, have your guilt. the very least you'd have is a bit of guilt. What's happened is that Conrad, the cat, has been given two poppadom pieces and is now... relentless.
Ellie and I used to play a game on the Scummy Mummies podcast called Did You Put That in Your Mouth? And Ellie went to Africa and went to a restaurant which had a plethora of African animals on the list. I've eaten shaved horse before in Italy.
What?
Shaved horse. And I was working in Venice at the time. Yeah. Like, you'd get a bag of shaved cheddar. I thought that was quite exotic. And then Ellie was like, oh no, I've had giraffe leg. So
what? It was a different time, guys. It was a different time. And the restaurant, it was in Kenya. It was in Nairobi. And the restaurant was called Carnivores.
Right. Okay.
It was very, very high class joint. And we had zebra sausages, giraffe leg, crocodile kebabs. I'm not making any of this up. It's not a choice I would make today. It was over 20 years ago. I'll say that.
It's a different time.
Basically, in the cast of The Jungle Book. I used to be a restaurant in Chester, which was when I was living in Liverpool and Manchester. It's sort of halfway through. My parents were on this morning where I was. So this is such an incongruous place to put it. On a roundabout in Chester, there was an African restaurant that served springbok and, you know, like meats that you would find in Africa, obviously broadly the continent. And you could get one that was like a mixed grill, and it had had zebra on, it had springbok, it had something else, and it had crocodile. And I remember having crocodile and thinking it was absolutely delicious, because it was like fishy chicken. I thought it was lovely. And then I found out that to like farm crocodiles, I think they have to be really old, but because it's like the meat from the tail, and so they've got to be like 30 or something mad like that when you kill them, and you're like, oh no, this is like eating a postgrad. Like, it feels better. if it's young, I'm like, oh fuck, it's done nothing yet. But like, when something's properly old, you're like, oh god.
He has a future.
Yeah. He's paying tax, and I've just fucking put him on a mixed grill.
He's engaged. He was about to buy a house.
Finally got his tail on the property ladder.
Fucking delicious, though. It is like fish chicken. It is just, and the tenderness of it is wonderful.
Oh, so good.
Oh, they gave their life for a greater purpose. I really think they did.
Maybe you sort of covered it, but have any of you accidentally eaten anything that wasn't food?
What, recently?
Ever.
I did once. You remember in the 90s, everything was kind of like, from the Body Shop. Everything, like the scrubs, were all fruity, and I used to go, oh my god, this smells so good. Should I give it a little lick? I remember exfoliating and licking my arm, going, apricot. Didn't taste like apricot. Tasted like soap and sick.
But they did. I do remember when they first invented body rubs and soaks and shit that smelled like you desperately would want to
like
eat
jam.
Them.
Like jam.
It was a weird trick, actually, for kids. Yeah. That
like, I've and which thing. Lush really took the ball and ran with it, didn't they? From that sort of like that make everything smell like Lush, a cake. Kieran. You want?
Yes.
Kieran's really? Got a Lush addiction.
Oh, really? Yeah, it was my day job for years.
It's a cult, and they used to take all their staff to special Lush festivals.
That's
where
that happened once.
Get a cult vibe from it.
Yeah, but. I mean, it's quite it's an intense workplace.
Sorry, my cat's in a plastic bag, and I have to get it out. Sorry, I'm back in a sec.
Sorry, what?
Have you seen Don't Fuck With Cats? That was her. That was all her.
Yeah, that sounded like it was dessert.
What are you doing?
Look at this.
It's an egg trick. Me and Rose went on an all-inclusive holiday about 18 months ago, maybe a bit slightly more. No, 2 years ago, anyway. And it had a buffet. God. And weirdly, it was sort of like Stockholm Syndrome. We got used to our captors and actually got quite used to this buffet of sort of different cakes and chips, basically.
Oh, yeah, cakes and nuggets. Like almost every savoury food stuff came in like a nugget or a croquette form. I sort of imagined it, like I wondered if it was a bit like boarding school.
I was going to say cakes basically. And nuggets is basically what my children eat every day. They're not supposed to have that. Is that bad?
Cakes and nuggets sounds like, you know, a whole truck theatre play about like a northern area. Speaking of the body shop though, I have definitely got one of, do you remember those bath pearls that were everywhere?
Yes!
Yeah. I made a few of them. I'm like, it smells delicious, it looks delicious, and then you're like, I was an early adopter of the eating Tide Pod kind of generation. And also because I was a very weird, borderline only child because my brothers moved out when I was so young. I remember I was just on my own on a farm a lot, and I've definitely swallowed pennies, definitely swallowed like quite a lot of money that's probably still in there. I'll cut me open, you know, when they cut open sharks and there's like a number plate inside and stuff, that'll be me. I had a bit of quartz that I found in the field that was really smooth and round, but I think it had dirt on it, so I was like, I know, I'll just put it in my mouth and then there's no dirt on it and I can put it back in my box, not my fanny, but I had to clarify because everything else I've said is so feral up to this point. So I was like, oh, I'll put it in my mouth, and then I was just sort of had it in my mouth, and then I think something gave me a fright and I swallowed it and I was like, oh no, because then you are like, even at that age you're like, I'm gonna have to shit this out. So yeah, I reckon it's gone in, because isn't the appendix that little tail used to be where you used to digest rocks, right? So really? I reckon it's just knocking around in there somewhere, because I didn't hear it fall out. So
ancient appendix working, why not? If you've got it, use it.
You're like Gokwan, go for it girl, flaunt that appendix.
I've definitely eaten rocks and stuff. The amount of times where I've been like, I've picked up something that looked like a crumb of something edible and gone, I know it's not now, but just the simplest thing to do now, really, especially if it's almost worse if someone's watching, because then you don't want to gob it out. It seems to be so, it feels like an ordeal to be like that. It is simple. Get it down. Yeah. I also, one of my favourite things I ever saw a friend do, and she was like, my uni friendship group, she was the really sexy one, the one that was always getting laid, the one that just wore clothes that were like, she'd be like, oh, she's in a normal t-shirt. She'd turn around and it'd have no back. She was so cool, and now she works in art and stuff. Anyway, and she was like the dainty picker when the rest of us were like, at meals out. Once we were just chatting, we were outside, and she was like rummaging in her pocket of her coat and pulled out an ancient dairy, like Milky Bar white chocolate button, but so old that it had fur grown all around the edges of it.
Oh my gosh,
we carried on talking. We didn't really acknowledge that's what she'd pulled out. And she was just sort of, so we both sort of looked at it a bit and carried on talking. And just casually, without even thinking about it, she just sort of popped it in. And then we were like, what have we done? And then the other thing you've all reminded me of is, I don't know if, maybe this will be revelatory for some of you, but probably not. Maybe, because it's quite gross. But I remember discovering, maybe as a teenager, that if you've been for a swim in a swimming pool, if even like 10 hours later, if you lick your arm and sniff it stinks of chlorine all over again.
Oh, lovely. I love it.
That.
I used to like that from the sea, though. It's like you're a packet of crisps, like a human crisp.
Yeah. All crusty. Lovely.
Beautiful.
Any other eating things that weren't food?
My second course has arrived.
Yes! Hey!
So, yeah, he's made a really good mushroom risotto. Oh. I think there's some fake meat in there. We get that really good... in the Chinese supermarket, they've got really good tins of fake meat. It all looks the same, but it's really, really cheap and really delicious, like mock duck, mock chicken. Yeah, really good. And then he's done it with roast butternut squash in a roasted with cumin seeds. It's very nice.
What a swanky pants.
Wow. Or as my dad again calls it, cumin. Have we got any cumin seeds?
Cumin.
I'll have the old lady's fingers with cumin, please. No, you won't, Dad. No, you won't, because you're going to get us thrown out of the fucking restaurant.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Delicious.
Happy birthday to you. Blow out the candle, Jess. Blow out the candle. Oh, you did it! Yeah,
amazing! Yay. Thanks, thank you so much for your time, you lovely lot.
Well, that was an absolute fucking gas. Thank you so, 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 so much to those amazing guests. I've made extensive notes, including links to all the things we mentioned in the podcast, in the podcast notes, wherever you got this podcast from. But by way of a credit roll and a roundup of what all those brilliant guests are up to right now that you must check out, I beg of you, are you ready? Right, Kiwi Pritchard-McLean has a brilliant new podcast called Who Are You Wearing? All about clothes and style and that. And she's got massive superstar guests on it, like Jonathan Ross and stuff. Rose Ruane is the funniest person on Twitter, arguably. And her mind-glowingly beautiful book, This Is Yesterday, is now out in paperback. Please get it and read it all up and then get it for others. Amanda Bright has a stunning new short film out that you can see for free on YouTube called The Lennox Report, starring Ajoa Ando, Pearl Mackie and Amit fucking Shah, no less. Steph Smith is writing a million brilliant things, but most imminently she wrote a giant part of The Song Project, which is... She wrote the lyrics for music made by Isabel Waller-Bridge. It's on at the Royal Court starting in August. She's such a golden bollocks. Scummy Mummies are at the Edinburgh Festival from the 6th to the 9th of August, and then they're going on a big tour throughout the autumn, The Legends. Also, Helen's stunning book, which I feature in as an interviewee, is literally out yesterday, actually, and it's called Get Divorced, Be Happy. And funny man Rich Wilson has podcasts called The Men Brain, The Fem Brain, and as well as his Rafig show on the Islington radio station called The Tuned Up Time Machine. Obviously, you also need to be following them all over social media. Make sure you're following the podcast at The Hoovering Pod. Feel free to support the podcast with 5-star reviews or recommendations, or indeed with actual money on Acast Supporter or Patreon. Follow me too at Jessica Fostercue. Hope to catch some of you in Cambridge, Manchester, Bath or Bristol as we see my hench tour off in style. Anything longer than a tweet to send me, as ever, you can email me through my website, jessicafostercue.com. Huge thanks to Acast for hosting the podcast. Hoovering is produced by Emma Corsham and the music is by Mike Greenway. Until next week, happy hoovering.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape.
And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.